This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets?
Well, I wish I could tell you there was something good going on, Leslie, but more downside. We continue to see cash go lower, as we saw lower cash both in the north and the south being reported today, lower than last week. That continued to put pressure in the futures market as we saw all new contract lows in live cattle and feeder cattle today. Now, at mid-morning, the choice box beef was 62 cents lower, selects up 2 cents, had a good movement of 139 loads. We saw an estimated cattle kill day of 111,000 head. Hog market, another day of mixed trade, but positive closes. On the close today, December live cattle, $2.40 lower. February down $2.92. Jan feeders down $3.22. March feeders down $2.95. And Feb lean hogs, 87 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Tom, what brought support for wheat today?
Well, I think the wheat market, more than anything, found two things to help it. One is managed money is holding very large short positions, so we saw short covering. Plus, the dollar took a hit today. When you get past that, there was nothing out there to help this wheat market, including today's USDA report that showed world wheat production another new record large level. There was not really anything big in the USDA report to really help the markets at all, and not a whole lot to be much more negative in the markets than what we've already seen. And as I said, the dollar was down today in by about a dollar. March KC wheat today, 8 cents higher on the close. July KC up 8 1/4. March Chicago wheat also up 8 1/4. March corn down 1/4 of a penny. July corn down 1/4 of a penny. January and March soybeans both unchanged, and March cotton 37 higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.